At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of the Kingdoms Queens podcast, because your Kansas City Chiefs are going to the AFC Championship game for the 6th straight year. Now, this time it's not an Arrowhead, unfortunately, but we kind of love the challenge, like seeing how we did in Buffalo, kind of love how our guys are playing on the road right now. Yeah. So I'm not super mad about it. It's going to be a big game against the Ravens this coming weekend, but I'm so proud of our guys for getting it done out there in Buffalo. So I'm your host, Lexi.
I'm Chrissy.
And I'm Jody. Hey, y'all. Y'all are on it. Like, we barely started the episode and like 10 comments started already rolling in for today. So
we are ready.
I'm already seeing what type of episode today is going to be. It's going to be a good one. That's for sure. So, I mean, I think it's important that we start the day off and we just go ahead and jump in. I mean, there's only like 4 things we're going to talk about today. So we first got to, of course, start with the recap of the Bills and the Chiefs game. Like,
the most important thing.
The most important thing. And I'm pretty sure I read something that said like highest viewing in a playoff game ever.
Yeah, like 50 million.
I think it got up to 56 million at one point.
Yeah, something insane. But I mean, raise your hand if you're not surprised. Like, not surprised at all by any of these metrics. Anyway, so what are y'all thoughts about the game? I mean, there's lots of different places where we can start. We can start with, I feel like we should end with the missed kick. We could talk about the fake punt. We could talk about the offense. We could talk about Mecole Hardman. We could talk about the defense. We could literally start anywhere. So wherever y'all want to start, somebody
go. Let's start with the good stuff. Kick it off.
Yeah. Well, I will say, I know we're not talking about the missed kick just yet. I just want to give huge props to Harrison Butker, who went out and nailed like a 47-yarder in the same direction that the Bills field goal was missed. Yeah. Seeing that wind out there, and there have been a couple like conspiracy theorist people saying there was absolutely no wind that day. And I'm like, there absolutely was. You could see the flags blowing, but okay. But seeing how that ball curved and then knowing just how much Harrison nailed his 47-yarder, like, that was just, and the thing that was exciting about that game is we didn't have to rely on Butker to do it all like we had been. Our offense was actually converting. We were getting 7 points. We were moving down the field. We would have had another 7 had that Mecole thing that happened, but I was just really impressed with our entire team, honestly. We played
Can I add to your Butker thing real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know if you guys remember at the beginning of the game where Tony Romo was kind of hating on us.
Always.
Don't even get me started on that. But at the very beginning, he was hating on our decision to take or to defer the ball because he thought the wind was going to be a factor for us later in the game. And he's like, why would they do that? And then lo and behold, look who it ends up screwing over. So I'm just saying, right. Tony, Andy might know a little something.
Maybe a little something.
I just wanted to add to that real quick.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Like, this seemed like one of the most complete games that our team has played against a team who is probably the hottest team in the NFL the last half of the season.
6 straight wins.
Yeah. So going into their house, which I totally understand Bills Mafia was incredibly excited about that. I know why they were excited about that. It is a tough environment to play in. But I think our guys thrive on going into these away stadiums. Aren't we undefeated?
Yeah.
In away games. So I just loved seeing it was a complete team effort. That whole game just, it was one of the most enjoyable Chiefs games to watch, minus the couple weird things that happened, which have to happen because it's a Chiefs game this season. But it just really was the most complete game I feel like I've watched us play this season. So
I completely agree. I think it was super complete. I wish our defense, I think Willie Gay was a huge loss for us early on.
And the spy.
Yeah, he was the spy, and that definitely hurt us. He did respond to someone on Twitter saying he would be ready for that. So fingers crossed. Yeah, STL Mac. So
did y'all see the video of him though, of Nick Bolton at the not Nick Bolton of Willie Gay at the very end of the game when they were running back into the locker room? Did y'all see that video of him?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
So he was like cheering everybody on because we won, but like he was turning like with his whole body. I was like, oh my God. It's like when you sleep bad and you get a crick in your neck.
Yeah, poor guy.
That's what it looks like. I was like,
it's just like a kink and he can just work it out throughout the week. We have the best trainers in the league. I have faith in them. Rick Burkholder and team. But yeah, I agree. I think it was definitely our most complete performance of the season, which clutch timing because that's when it needed to happen.
Yeah.
So overall, just really impressed with our entire team. We had guys like Jamari Connor stepping up in place of Mike Edwards, and he was all over the field every time I was looking.
Another awesome mid-round defensive secondary pick.
Great job, Brett Beach. Great job. Guys like that, our O-line, again, didn't allow a sack. I mean, Mahomes is good at escaping them too, but he really wasn't pressured a ton. There were a few times where I was like, ooh, but I mean, props to the O-line. They did fantastic. Running game was great. Again, Clyde Edwards-Alaire had his little flashes when he needed to. All great team performance. Our defense, you know, it took him a little longer to adjust than we would have liked. But I think with injuries and overall what they did, we still only let up 7 points in the second half. So kudos to them.
I mean, you said a lot of things there, so I'm gonna try to chime in on what I can remember. Shamari Connor was a baller. Brett Veach has really been hitting it, like, and people don't want to give him the credit that he deserves, but he played 99% of the snaps. He had one forced fumble and he had 10 total tackles. Like, you wouldn't expect that from Shamari Connor, and he's really flashed kind of all throughout the season. Like,
yeah,
there's just so many different things where it's like, ooh, okay. And I mean, we were missing some really great guys on the defense. So someone said it earlier, our defensive bench is so freaking deep. They are very deep. And you could not ask for more from this defense. And, you know, I don't know if we're talking about offense or defense first. So I'll stick to offense before we get to defense, because that's what we normally do. But, you know, so many things I was very happy about in this game. The offense finally looked like they were clicking on all cylinders, and they looked like the normal Chiefs offense that you would fully expect from them normally, right? And yes, I think we talked about it on here several times, like, playoff Patrick Mahomes, playoff Chiefs are not the same as your regular season. Now, it might have took them 18 or 19 weeks to get to this point. That's all that matters. We got here and we finally got here. Travis Kelce with 2 touchdowns.
He looks like young Trav again.
He looked like year three Travis.
He looked amazing. Like, hello.
And it's funny because literally, like, what, maybe an hour right? Was that a Whataburger cup?
No, it's a Sonic cup.
I was like, I'm so jealous. But literally, like, 30 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, that sounds delicious.
No, I just went to get a drink for the podcast. That's all I did. No food, nothing fun.
But literally 30 minutes to an hour right before the game went live, there was that reporter who tried to say that Travis Kelce is going to retire after this season. And it's just really frustrating how I don't know what the deal is with people trying to break all of this news about the Kelce's legacy. Like, let them be whoever they are and do their thing. There's no point in doing that. So I don't know if he heard it or what, but I mean, he went out there and he played like a young bull. And if that's that week of rest that they got in week 18, definitely played all. It worked for better good because they all looked refreshed and rejuvenated and all of those good things.
Yeah, totally agree.
The offense. Sorry, I'm like, I didn't know 40 y'all were gonna jump in. My bad. Yeah, but then with the offense, Patrick played damn near a perfect game as well. And Patrick, no turnovers, no interceptions, no fumbles, nothing like that. So you can't, if you're gonna wait for Patrick to have this game, I would rather it be in this game, right? Where it's supposed to be this most hostile environment. What are the Chiefs going to do? How are they going to adjust? It's going to be so loud. It's going to be this, that, and the other. And what did Patrick say? This is what they asked for. And he gave it to them. And so it's like, you can't, I mean, shout out to Patrick Mahomes because he was going to figure out a way to win this game regardless.
He heard that disrespect loud.
He heard it.
100%. And his decision-making was just so on par, knowing when he should make the runs, knowing when he should throw it away, you know, his decision-making, he looked just, like we've said, playoff Pat is a different Pat, you know? He was fun to watch. He looked the most comfortable and the most just on fire as he has all season. So he
had that big run, right?
Yeah.
And the whole time, I'm like, okay, Patrick. Okay, but like, I'm like, okay, run out of bounds, but wait, keep going. But I'm like, we're run out of bounds, but wait, no, keep going. And it felt like it was so much more
to replicate his Tennessee touchdown.
I know, and I was just like, oh my God, please don't get hit. Please don't get hit. Please don't get, like, there were so many emotions I was going through when he was running down the sidelines.
I was watching the game in Vegas, and we were watching on this like big screen in a big sports bar, and I was surrounded by like New York sports fans. It was like Bills fans and then Giants fans. The Giants fans also wanted the Bills fans, you know, they like were going
for New York,
and they're just tired of seeing us win. But it was hilarious when he took off on that run. Everyone was like, how in the world, like, he's like the slowest, weirdest, sneakiest, fastest runner ever. I'm like, I know it's the funniest thing, but like,
he runs scared. That's what's great about it. He's always faster, just a hair faster than the person.
But he only had 19 rushing yards. So even though it felt like forever and it felt like he was getting a lot,
he's hilarious.
I do want to talk about, I feel like it's very important that we talk about MVS, right? So we have been giving him slander for 19 weeks. it is what it is, MVS. Like,
it's been a rough season for MVS.
It's been a really rough season for you. So the question is playoff MVS a real thing? We have playoff Frank Clark for years. He's not here. But MVS, he stepped up and had two huge catches when we needed it. Two catches for 62 yards. Like, what?
He did that last season too, guys. So I don't know. Like, maybe playoff MVS is a different MVS too, because his two catches were just beautiful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I jumped out of my chair. I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, I was losing my mind. It was great. So,
he was the highest rated receiver in the playoff or in the divisional round.
Of all the people in the world.
MVS.
Of all.
You know what's crazy though? Because I wasn't actually standing, I wasn't like sitting at the couch, or I was actually in the kitchen when that was happening. So I could still see the TV. And so I see Pat throw the ball deep. Somebody catches it. I immediately go, great catch, Rushy. And my friend was like, that was MVS. And I was like, you're lying. So I'm like, looking. I'm like, oh my God, that was MVS that caught that ball. What in the whole world? I literally said, good job, Rushy, twice. And it was MVS both times. So that's my fault. Shout out to MVS for being clutch when we needed to. And like, he had to go up and get the ball. And he grabbed it with two hands. And he had really
good catches too.
Absolutely, he did.
Wide open catch. They were like contested catches. So
absolutely,
big props. I did run some Raiders fans there, Jeffrey. I did.
So even though like the offense seemed to be really good, clicking on all cylinders, like that's the best offensive performance we've seen this whole time. I do think it's important to also kind of talk about like that coaching decision on the one, right? Or from the four, whatever. When we gave the ball, we did a trick play to Miko Hardman, right? So there's
twice.
So he had some fumbles in this game.
Here's what I did not know at the time. Okay. Apparently, after Pacheco made that run, he checked himself out of the game. Because I was wondering, I was like, why didn't we just give it to Pop there? Like, give it to Pacheco. Or let him run it from the two.
Huh? Or CEH.
And I understand CEH isn't, like, the greatest, like, you know, run from the two guy, right? However, it was first and goal from the, like, two. Don't, like, couldn't we have, like, tried to run Clyde or something and then given Pacheco, like, a rep off and then brought him in on potentially second and a goal if we needed him? I don't know. McColl, no offense, he is not having the greatest season since he came back. He's had two fumbles this past game.
He had two fumbles in that game, yeah.
So, like,
it's just rough since he's been back. It's been like a few yards per game, and that's about
And so, I just feel like there could have been, you know, different, like, a something we could have done something different, like put P Ryan in. I don't know if P Ryan was active. I'd rather have P Ryan if Clyde can't go.
I mean, in my mind, I felt like there were a lot of different options we could have went. Okay, if Pacheco checked out of the game, cool. If CEH wasn't in the game either, which I need to go back and rewatch because I'm sure he was in the game. Fine, right? But even then, you got Noah Gray, you got Travis Kelce, you got Justin Watson. You got Rashi. There's so many other options that you could have went to. Like, and yes, we complain. So before I say this, I don't think we're ever going to be happy with what the decision was. We're either going to be like, run the ball and not get it, and then, or they'll throw the ball and not get it, and we'll be like, why didn't you run the ball? So regardless of what the answer is here, we're never going to be satisfied, because weeks ago we would never say throw the ball on the one or the two. but if the trick play with Mecole Hardman is what the other option is, I'd rather you throw the ball in the end zone to Rashi or Travis or literally anybody else than run a trick play with Mecole Hardman. That's just my quick thought, but yeah.
It's so strange to me how, like, all seasons past, those trick plays to him were his thing. Like, that was what he excelled in so well.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just, like, the break in our offense that is screwing him up on those, or I just don't know quite what it is, but I don't know why it's not working for him this season.
Yeah, something just – it's like what I've noticed is when he gets these balls, he is dropping so far back behind the line of scrimmage. And it's like he's trying to turn uphill too late.
Yeah.
And by that time, it's like, well, you're screwed now. Like, you didn't turn uphill fast enough, and you started so far back. So it's like almost like his fundamentals on that. And I, like I said, I haven't played football, but, like, something just looks off when he's doing that compared to when he used to do it. He is just taking the ball too far back behind the line of scrimmage and not turning up fast enough. It's like he's shell-shocked of, like, turning up the field with that ball. I don't know. It was – and, like, you know, let's say he fumbled out of bounds and it's on the one and it's not through the end zone. Are we still talking about this? But probably not as much. We probably still would talk about it some. But that – the thing about that, that ball right there, that was the game. Had he not fumbled it out the end zone, the Chiefs probably scoring on those plays, right? That game is out of reach for Buffalo.
Absolutely.
It just is. So I mean, like – it just made the game much more stressful than
it's so frustrating too, because it was the Bills' fake punt. They literally fake punted it. Nick Bolton actually called it out. If you guys see that clip,
he did.
He actually had
10 guys on the field.
Yeah,
fake punt. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, correct.
Crazy. Yep. And Nick Bolton called it out. They got it right away. I mean, we were looking on our 30 or 40 yard line. We have two amazing plays in a row. Pacheco runs it right to the goal line. And then, I mean, it's so
funny. We at least needed 3 points. I guess we didn't need anything because we won the game.
We still won.
But when you have situations like that where the defense and the special teams, they're taking away, they're getting the ball back in the offense's hands, and we're not scoring. And we did score on every drive. So I'm not going to say – we only had one drive where we did not score. We scored on every other drive. So I think that's all you can also ask for from this offense. But
when you have to capitalize. You have to capitalize on
the playoffs.
Like that. Yeah.
This isn't the regular season. It's the playoffs. And I also think that, you know, even though Mecole, he had errors, right? I need Andy to really quit. Like, he has to cut it out. Like, unless we are up by 10 or 12 or 14,
mm-hmm.
We don't have time for the cues.
We cannot be doing that against the Ravens. That won't work.
At all. You can't. The next two games, right? AFC Championship game, Super Bowl.
Nope.
No. And granted, Corn Dog was amazing. Like, I love Corn Dog.
Loved it.
But, like, and I don't know, but is that Andy Reid? Is that his ways? Is he ever going to change?
That play, Corn Dog. He's
Corn Dog, right? Between Corn Dog, Jet Chip Wasp, like, there's so many great plays that are out there that we love. No, but is Andy ever going to change? No. Do you think Andy's really going to ever change and not put us in that type of situation?
The thing is, when they do work, it's so much fun. It's like, we love it. And that's one of the reasons we love Andy Reid. So I hope he doesn't change. But, like, and I think he knows when to run them and when to not. And I think the second it doesn't work, he's not going to do it again. Like, he saw that with McColl and he's like, all right, nope. Like,
but see, what are your thoughts about him letting him have the ball back after he fumbled the first time?
I think that's what our guys do. I think it's just like, I saw Mitchell Schwartz say in a tweet today, that's just how Patrick is. Like, most guys wouldn't go back to MVS like Patrick did in this game. And that's just what they do. And then look, it ends up paying off, right? So they really, I think Patrick and Andy, and I think even Travis does it too, where they just put the faith in those guys and they keep encouraging them. And as much as we hate to see it, that's who we have. And so you have to rely on some of those guys to make plays because that's what it is. For me, it's like give other guys opportunities. Like, I'd love to see a Noah Gray get a chance like that. Or it's just something different because it builds their confidence. And the odds of McColl screwing up, let's say they gave it to him a third time, the odds of him screwing up a third time are pretty dang low. But if he did,
then it better be low.
Really can't go back to him. But
if you think about this time last year, right? We were in the playoffs. We were dealing with ankle gate. We were dealing with Travis Kelce back spasms. We were dealing with everything. Dudes were going down left and right as we were getting ready to get into the hottest part of the season. Do you think that Andy is going to continue to feed all of these different guys on this offense? You see, they did go out and get another receiver today. I do not know his name.
It's just a futures contract.
Oh, so great. Yeah. So, but do you think that the reason why Andy is trying to keep all these guys hot is because you never know? You never know what's going to happen to somebody at any given time. Or we didn't expect Willie Gay to go out at the beginning in the first quarter, right? So, you never know what's going to happen. So is that why Andy is trying to keep these dudes in their book, staying warm, in rhythm, and things of that nature?
I think it's fine to do that in practice. But at this point, the Chiefs have proven that was not working for them this year. It may have worked last year for them where they could spread the ball out. And that's what the Ravens do. I know we're not talking about the Ravens yet, but they spread the ball out.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have shown this year that is not what's working for them.
Even though it worked last year, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work this year. They needed to consolidate down to Rashi, Pacheco, Kelce, and maybe mix in some Noah Gray, some Justin Watson, maybe some Clyde, and just kind of like me, I guess, a couple of random ones to MBS if he's going to catch the ball.
Richie James? Do we want to see more Richie James besides?
I don't think it's needed.
Give me him over McColl on those plays.
Exactly.
I would rather have him than McColl.
Absolutely.
So I would say, like, I don't need to see Tony having a single snap. I don't think we need him. I don't know if Sky is coming back. I think he's eligible or something. I don't need to see a single thing from him. I think we need to keep sticking with the core guys that have been working for us and showing success for us. And we need to just keep focusing on them and leave the extra reps for the guys in practice.
Absolutely.
That's where they can stay on it. They have not shown that they can do it in a game for me.
I would be terrified to see Sky and Darius.
Can you imagine?
Next week. No, I can't.
Can you imagine?
No.
I would turn the TV off. I would legit turn the TV off.
Sorry, I don't want it.
He's got more out there. I'll be like, I'm not doing this. Before we wrap up the offense, I do want to give a shout out to Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith because they also have been ballers this season. They had 50 snaps in the Buffalo game and zero quarterback pressures. So thank you for keeping our quarterback off of the ground.
I wore my jersey and it's on a winning streak for me, so I'm just going to keep
wearing. Oh, so you're going to wear it again
knock
this week.
Wood, knock on wood.
I also have a winning streak outfit that I've been wearing, and it was working earlier in the season. I didn't think that that was the reason, and then it turns out it probably was. So I'm also in the same boat. So
for me, I had to like delete my screensaver of the Super Bowl, and it's just a regular screensaver now. Yeah. I had to delete my screensaver. I had to stop betting on the Chiefs. Like, there was a lot of things that happened, and then we started winning. So at this point,
I bet for the first time on the Chiefs in Vegas this past game, and I won my bet. So
I'm really sad because I really want to, like, put, like, a Super Bowl bet in, and I can't.
So my mom is, like, super into it now. She's, like, she was ready to place her Super Bowl bet. She's like, I'm going home. Like,
download all the apps. Use my code so I can get money.
Send us your code later.
Use my code so I can get some money.
And then just a quick update on Joe Tooney. I know he went down, and it was a pec injury, but I think it was just a strain from what we've been told so far, which is kind of best case scenario. A lot of, even I've seen, like, I think Jason Dunn said it, some past players are saying they think he'll probably play from this, like, week? What they know on the injury. So that's a great
thing. They think he'll play this week?
The thing is, if we win this, they have 2 weeks off to recover.
Correct.
Right. So, and that could be a potential reason as to why he could play. Yeah. You know, it's either one or done, or you get a big break.
I get it. All or nothing. Yeah.
I will say, though, I love Nick Allegretti as a backup. I know he's
he's been doing great.
He did awesome.
He's phenomenal.
He's been doing fantastic.
I have to have a backup. I'm glad it's Nick Allegretti.
1,000%.
Jenna, yes, I did place a bet as well. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to jinx it, but
1,000% support Allegretti. If we're going to have a backup, then God bless that that's who it is.
God bless.
Been good.
You can plug and play him. Anyway.
Yes. Like, I'm super grateful.
He's fantastic. So thank God for him.
So let's go ahead and get into the defense. This Chiefs defense has held. They held the Bills to 7 points after halftime. In the second half, after halftime, whatever. They held the Miami Dolphins to 0 points. They have been really hot in the playoffs, and it's funny because the first quarter they are not starting off hot. I think that's okay. I think they're trying to, like, understand their surroundings, do whatever. I yelled a lot about the defense in the first half of this game. But then Spags, this defense, they came together and they made second half adjustments that were just stellar. Like, really excellent. And they did it in this game and they did it in the last postseason game. So, let's start talking about the defense, your thoughts, the players, the D-line, the secondary. Where you at?
I totally agree, Joey. It's like our first quarter. It's almost as if they're like, hey, let's see what their game plan is and not give them too much because we know that we can adjust really well and hold them. And because it is like, it's like our first quarter, like we just watch these teams just like go down the field and we're like, oh man.
I'm like you just go let Josh Allen keep running the ball on us?
Yeah. Like Josh Allen's just leaping over people.
God bless. Yeah.
Doing what Josh Allen does. But then, like you said, second half, they come out and they just make these adjustments to where they just shut these top offenses down. Like Josh Allen wasn't making the big runs. They couldn't hit. I don't know. I was just really, really impressed. I have been all season long for a majority of our games. Our second half has been, the adjustments have been just absolutely lights out.
Yeah.
And I don't know what adjustments, like what differences they're making, obviously, but they are stumping offenses in the second half. And it is awesome to see, like just seeing that they can come out and just put these games to rest. Like, obviously they needed to do that this past game because of the McColl thing. The McColl thing that happened, you know, the defense doesn't have as much pressure on him or on them. However, of course, when that happened, the defense was like, all right, we're up again. Like, and they, Josh Allen in the offense for the Bills offense had chances to go down and do.
He had the ball 3 times in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and our defense just shut them down. So people can talk about the thing that bothers me about this game in the media is there's so many Josh Allen apologizers out there. And I'm not saying Josh Allen played poorly, but no one is giving credit to what our defense did in the second half to stop that offense from going down the field and scoring the points they needed to win. No one's giving our defense any credit. And I think our guys will use that once again as that little chip on their shoulder, because once again, we're going against what, the Ravens, right? And everyone's like, oh, the Ravens defense, best defense in the NFL. And they're still not giving credit where our defense's credit is due. So yeah, I love the adjustments they're making. They're playing so lights out. You know, obviously some rookie mistakes out there with Shamari Connor, not just jumping on the ball and trying to scoop and score it, which I understand, you know, it's like in the moment and you're like, touchdown, but
no, that's such,
you know, things like that. And McDuffie, like almost having that interception, and it's like, oh, you should have had that and stuff like that.
As much as I love Trent, get the hell out of the way. Get out of the way. You took luxurious needs birthday interception away. And I love you, Trent. I love you. Please
Jody's
move.
The biggest fan. Get out of the way on that one.
Yeah.
I literally yelled at the TV and said, please get out of the way, Trent.
Yeah.
He was, I know.
Directly to Sneed. It was directly to Sneed.
I was actually on the plane today, and Southwest has that like free Wi-Fi where they let you watch TV. And so they were playing the Chiefs game, so I was rewatching it.
As you should.
I know, it was great. It was perfect way to pass time. But I rewatched that, and I was like, literally, that would have gone right into his arms.
It was directly to Snee.
Right to him. I'm laughing at this Ravens fan in our comments. We are going to get to the Ravens. That's our next topic.
We'll get there.
Oh, I'm not worried. This is a Chiefs podcast. There are several podcasts that are Ravens that I know of, because a lot of my friends have Ravens
and
podcasts.
I don't think we've
listened to
Ravens a single time. So relax a little bit, bud. Relax.
No. I love the interaction. Please keep our mentions.
Let us get to the Ravens. We'll get there,
YouTube,
I promise.
We
don't care about all pros.
our YouTube channel appreciates you spamming our comments.
They had 24 points on the Texans defense, not the Chiefs. The Chiefs have not allowed that in a second half. So just anyway. I will get there.
Just so you know, Lexi, the Chiefs did tweet out today, and they said our defense has allowed the fewest second half points of any team in the NFL this year. So I understand. And I understand if you don't watch Chiefs football. I get it. A lot of people don't. It's fine. I'm like, it's fine.
So, but I actually want to give, because we had a little kerfuffle on our Twitter or X yesterday about apparently we don't give Chris Jones enough love. So I'm going to give him a little shout out, because Chris Jones, man, he was a game wrecker on Sunday. And I'm going to give him that credit, because he was, obviously.
Imagine saying, and I'm not going to talk about this long because this is ridiculous. Imagine saying that in 19 weeks, well, I guess 18, because he didn't play the first one. That Chris Jones is not a disruptor on this team. He's always double and triple teamed.
Always.
And in this game alone, there was nothing but like double. Anybody who was extra was on Chris Jones.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you, because people like Shamari Connor and Drew Tranquil had amazing games this week. So, I mean, Chris Jones should be an all pro. Of course, you know how that goes. Saying that Chris Jones is it's kind of crazy. Now we'll see what it's like in the offseason with this contract situation. That's a whole nother conversation that we'll talk about.
It's
in
not offseason for us yet. So we don't know.
We're still playing football. Crazy. So we'll talk about that later. But no, so the Chiefs defense. So when we get back to the defensive line, let's kind of talk about like the players like there. Go ahead.
They looked a little bit slow, which was very frustrating to me. In the second half specifically, there was times where Josh Allen had so much time in the pocket. I was like, hello? Like, can anyone move any closer to him? Like, they just looked slow at times. And I was getting quite frustrated watching that. But I also know that the Bills O-line has allowed the least amount of sacks this season. And I
heard O-line. Josh, the Bills O-line is phenomenal. Pretty good. Like,
yeah. Good. I don't know for this season.
They were so good.
Yeah. I mean, and that's all you – I mean, and that's the reason why Josh Allen is able to run all over all of these teams every single week. One, he is like a bigger dude. He's not – the reason why Josh Allen is so good is because he's, what, 6-whatever, 2-plus whatever. Don't die, Lexi. Drink water. So, of course, Josh Allen is going to do that. And our run defense has been – yeah, hope she's okay over there. Our run defense – our run-stop defense has been an issue all year long, right? So, I think we even spoke about last week going into this game that we knew that was going to be our biggest opportunity. And even though we haven't talked Ravens yet, we're going to have that same thing with Lamar, right? One of the best rushing quarterbacks in the league. So, if whatever you think you're going to get from Josh Allen, you're going to get that intensified – Lexi, wave to the people so they know you're not dead, please. Whatever you got from Josh Allen.
Yeah, sorry, I like choked him. That's good. We're good.
You missed it, Lexi. That was literally me right before we went live. I was like, Chrissy.
Sorry. Okay.
Somehow she's fine. I'm surviving. Well, knock on wood, but
yeah. Okay. Right?
You might be next.
My dog freaked out. She was like, well, who's knocking? Like, it was me. I'm sorry.
Poor Oh, okay. But anyway, what are you guys' final thoughts about the defense since we're halfway in this conversation?
So I do think playing the Bills, who are a big rushing threat, was a good precursor. I know they're a completely different type of rushing team and running team.
Correct.
Obviously, Josh Allen runs completely different than Lamar Jackson. Totally
correct.
Two different electric runners, right? But I do think having to prep for more of those quarterback runs was helpful in
absolutely
and morphing that into going in and playing the Ravens, because obviously that is going to be a big challenge against the Ravens. So I do think if we can get Willie Gay back, you know, to be a spy, because we were obviously missing that, especially at the beginning of the or in the first and second quarter, we did a much better job of adjusting to that in the second half, but. Really, I like we've talked about all season, I'm not concerned about our secondary. We just have, it's our defense did improve on stopping the run in that game in the second half. They made adjustments to where the running attack for the Bills really kind of just slowed down way down in the second half. So, I like those adjustments. I love that our defense is making adjustments and that they're finding ways to make adjustments. It's something that is their weak point and working. So I just love watching our defense play. I remember if I used to have to pee during Chiefs games, I'd be like, oh, I'll just go during the defensive drives. I'm like, I don't want to miss a second of our defense right now.
Well, you know,
so fun to watch.
That's hilarious that you say that. I just think that, you know, our defense, one thing about them too, that I think is just incredible that you see nonstop on the sidelines is the way that they hold each other accountable, the way that if they see something happening, they're like, you need to look out for this. I mean, specifically Nick Bolton to the special teams. That lets me know everything I need to know about how they communicate on the sidelines, how they're getting ready for the next set of downs on the sidelines. And I do want to ask y'all a question, though. What are your thoughts about Chris Jones not playing 95% of the snaps? Like, why is he always coming out on either first or second down? What are your thoughts about that?
I'm not really sure, if I'm being honest.
It's happened, like, all season long, actually.
Yeah. No, I would say that a lot of times, especially when you're playing a good running team, they tend to run on maybe first or second down.
Yeah.
But that's not Chris Jones' strength. Like we've all talked about it. That's not the thing that he is the greatest at. So maybe that's why they're saving him for those big.
Why is this so different from this season to last season?
Yeah, it definitely feels like it's a lot less. He's being utilized a lot less on first down for sure. So maybe it's a way to keep him fresher because he is getting older. I don't know, but I've noticed that all season too. Like he'll be on the sidelines, and I'm like, why aren't you
more than normal?
What's going on?
Best player, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't think we'll ever probably get an answer on that.
Yeah, and it's not like it was this game. It's not like it was the.
Yeah.
No, it's been a long time, right?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been like that all season. And maybe you're right. Maybe it's just a matter of trying to save him for those third and fourth downs, since a lot of teams go for fourth downs against us too. So
Another guy I wouldn't mind.
The Ravens are really good at fourth down, by the way. Their fourth down efficiency is better than their third down efficiency. So
correct.
Another guy I wouldn't mind seeing getting a shot is Isaiah Bugs.
Yeah. Why didn't we elevate him last week?
Because Naughty went down. I'm not understanding why he's not getting a shot. And I really would love to see him get a shot because I think he kind of is that run stopping that we could use. And I actually really do like Mike Pinnell. I think he's doing a fantastic job. I'm glad we brought him back, and he knows our system, all that stuff. Maybe that's why we're not moving Bugs up right now. But I'm someone that would be in favor of seeing like him over Dickerson, you know, or
1,000%.
So I'm like, why
1,000%. And maybe it's just because he's still trying to learn the defense, because he did just get here and he hasn't been here that long, and Spags' defense is very complicated. So maybe that has something to do with it too. But even then, can we not bring him up and just bring him on in for limited snaps? I don't know. I would like to see him get elevated this week too. So I fully agree with you there.
Well, and as a Ravens fan in the comments is stating, Bugs did play against the Ravens earlier this season. And that was one of the games where when we picked him up, a lot of that tape was played. Maybe this game where he does get activated and get some snaps, because he's already played them and he played really well against them.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that's, we'll see something like that. Who knows? But I was wondering the same thing. I feel like he could have been utilized.
Absolutely. Insight on that game for sure.
100%.
I hope Willie Gay goes, but if not, do you guys think like we use Leo Chenal as a spy?
I feel like it'd be more Drew.
True. Yeah, I was going to say it would probably be Drew than Leo.
Because Drew plays all linebacker positions.
Drew's phenomenal.
They both are.
He's fired up after that Bills game.
I love
it. I know. I love it.
See? This defense. There's so many new pieces on this defense that wasn't here last year. And so they see all the championships and hear it.
Like,
and this defense, they're getting these new guys like, hey, we are 8 quarters away. Like, come on. And these boys, they got to really start showing us more video clips from the locker room.
Oh, I can't.
They don't show us enough.
Episode this week is going to be lit.
Okay, so I'm like four episodes behind. My goal is to watch today.
Don't worry, you're not alone.
My goal is to watch like today, because between today and tomorrow, because I'm so behind. But let's go ahead and transition and talk about this Ravens game. So 6 straight AFC championships.
We didn't do our players of the game, but
who's your players of the game? I forgot. I'm not looking at the outline. I'm just going off of vibes.
I'll tell mine real quick. I definitely feel like Pacheco was my player of the game for very obvious reasons, but honorable mentions, I really wanted Mahomes and Rice to get honorable mentions because Mahomes played one of the best games I feel like he's played all season. And while Rice only had 47 yards, his 47 yards were big time plays and big time yards. And he got beat up a little bit in that game and was playing it. So
I hope he's okay.
I only technically had one, but I had 2 honorable mentions, so I just had to throw them in there. So,
that's fantastic. Mine is Travis Kelce because he was so due for a game like this, and just shout out to him: 75 yards, 2 touchdowns, and not to mention he and Mahomes broke the postseason record for most touchdowns scored. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, and Tom Brady commented on that.
Gave him a shout out. And then
shout out.
I also want to give Jason Kelce a shout out because he is he was hilarious. So
somebody was like, we gotta make sure we thank America's sweetheart, Jason Kelce.
Can you imagine his wife being
not
like,
even Taylor, it was Jason.
You're meeting Taylor for the first time, so let's try to like be on our best behavior and rein it in. And then you see him just doing that. Like,
I'm like, at what point did his shirt come off? Was it like in the first half?
I was dying.
So
did she have an extra shirt in her purse?
Right.
Like, those are all of the questions that kind of went through my mind.
I mean, Jason's attitude is like, if Taylor's going to know me, she's going to know all of me right away.
Hilarious. Poor Kylie.
Kelsey was due. He looked phenomenal this game. And I love watching him play football, man.
He's Ravens so- fan will say it's because it's against the Bills.
I want to give Travis Kelce his flowers, please. Travis Kelce is the GOAT of all time. I'm not doing it. Anyway, so I want to also talk about Travis Kelce. Stats that he needs to beat Jerry Rice. So he only needs 7 more receptions, 552 yards, and 5 receiving touchdowns to beat Jerry Rice. Like, and he is literally the GOAT of receivers, like, of life, right?
Of all time.
So that alone tells me that Travis Kelce is not retiring this year. Like, everybody tries to say that.
He said he's not.
People still keep saying it. Like,
what are people doing? Oh, well.
I'm genuinely confused. So my player of the game, and I know this is going to come across as a shocker. It's going to come across as a shocker. It's MVS.
I love it.
He deserves it.
MVS was a baller. And even though he had 2 major catches for 62 yards, and you said the stat earlier, Lexi, he was the highest rated receiver in the
amongst all receivers in the divisional round.
I was like, divisional round or playoffs? I didn't want to get that incorrect.
Divisional round, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to just say this. MVS has heard all of the slander from not only Chiefs Kingdom, from not only just fans of the NFL, from every single media outlet. Like, they have been giving him crap nonstop. Me giving him crap nonstop, right? And for him to be able to come in during this game and to make this huge of an impact, I'm almost to, you know what? Everything I said about you this season, I'm not there. I'm almost there. So shout out to MVS because he was definitely
the most valuable catcher. And I think you mentioned a little bit earlier.
Yeah, absolutely right.
It's like that Frank Clark effect. It's like it's the playoff effect. We love it.
Shout out to MVS. Shout out to Patrick. Shout out to everybody. The defense, keep doing what you're doing. Ravens. So the Chiefs are headed back to the AFC Championship game for a 6th straight time, which is insane. Because name another team that's went 6 times in a row.
And I just want to say, even though it's not an Arrowhead, the AFC Championship still runs through the Chiefs. Sorry.
It does. And it's kind of insane that out of the 16 teams in the AFC that the Chiefs have been 6 times in a row. So that's very, very dope. Can't say anything else amazing about this organization. Like, it's anyway, Chrissy said it earlier and I want to say it right now. It feels like this team thrives on being the villain. Like,
love it.
They are used. They've played at home the last 5.
Yeah.
Patrick, you know, he likes to spice it up. He likes to get in his villain bag. I want to ask y'all this question first. Who has a more hostile environment? Cincinnati, Baltimore, or Buffalo?
Who
has a more hostile environment?
I would say Cincy or Buffalo.
I would say Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I was going to say Buffalo.
I like Cincy, and Cincy doesn't like us. So,
yeah.
Like, people want the Bills to be our rivals so bad, and it's the Bengals. And the moment when everybody realizes that the Bills are not the Chiefs' rivals, the Bengals are, life will be so much easier. So, I fully expect the bank to be loud and rowdy and all of those things because this is Lamar Jackson's first AFC championship.
Yeah. They're going to show up and show out. And it's
it's insane. Like, for one, as somebody who loves Lamar Jackson and will not support him this week for the right respectable reasons, I am a Lamar Jackson lover. So I actually love this for him in so many ways. But, yeah, I cannot wait to see this team go to Baltimore. Now, again, I think we talked about this slightly in the last episode. The last 7 games, the Chiefs have played the Dolphins, the Bengals, the Bills, the Chargers, the Raiders, and now the Ravens. We have dealt with hostility like no other over the last few weeks. It's something that we are ready for. Like, this isn't new for us. We are ready for this. So let's get into it. Tell me your thoughts about this game before we get into X factors and keys to winning.
So I don't want people to think that we don't think Baltimore is going to be a hostile environment. No. Oh, we lost Jody. Oh, no. But I'll just keep going. I don't want people to think we don't think Baltimore is not going to be hostile, because obviously they are. They finally get to host an AFC championship. Those fans are going to be riled up. They're going to be pumped. But the thing that people aren't really taking into account is that the Chiefs have been, and I'm not saying this lightly, the Chiefs have been everyone's Super Bowl for the past 6 years, 5 years, I'll say 5 years, because we have been so dominant. Everybody wants the chance to beat the Chiefs, all right? Lamar Jackson even used to say that the Chiefs were his kryptonite before he beat the Chiefs, the Chiefs in 2021. It is going to be a hostile environment. However, I think the Chiefs have proven with their undefeated away record this season that they can handle the hostile environments, because they've played in quite a few. So yeah. I'm not concerned about us playing in Baltimore, no matter how awesome their fans are going to be and how riled up they're going to be. I think that our guys, like you said, fully embrace that villain thing. There's this Batman phrase that's been going around, that's you either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain. And I think the Chiefs are erasing that, and I love it.
Patrick's now, a psycho.
He is a psycho. You know, he's petty Pat. You know?
Like, it recently came to my attention when I thought about it that something's not right in the head with him.
Yeah.
So, but that's like what you need. That's what you need in a quarterback.
Yeah. Going up against Baltimore, I will say the obvious thing is we have to be able to stop Lamar Jackson running the ball. Okay. Mm-hmm. He is like the leading rusher on their team. He's there. But I will say, if we can stop them and, you know, if we can get them to third down, their third down efficiency is not good. We have to avoid them.
And just know that they're going to go for fourth now.
Yeah, we need to make sure that they're going to go for it. That they have like third and longs. That is going to be a big key for our defense, is keeping Baltimore on third and longs. Yeah. And our linebacker play, once again, is incredibly important in stopping the running game and Lamar Jackson escaping. So our D-line also has to be making sure they're getting pressure on Lamar. And when they get the chance to sack him, they cannot let him slip away, because he can be very slippery.
One of the best.
He's very, very impressive out there. So, but I will say Baltimore also spreads the ball around to a million different receivers. I think their leading receiver was Zay Flowers last week with like 41 yards or something.
It goes back and forth. Bateman had 39. Flowers had 41.
And yet Likely neither had one of 34. Are the guys who scored, Likely and Aguilar.
They probably have Mark Andrews back as well, which is a big.
They should have Mark.
He should. I'm sure they were saving him for this week.
I'm sure.
And you know that that's Lamar Jackson's number one target. He loves his target.
Yeah. He's their Travis Kelce. Absolutely. Nothing less. But
yeah,
I will say
Lamar Jackson rushed for 100 yards last week.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so his third 100 yard rushing.
I think it plays a little bit to our advantage. Now, knock on wood, Chrissy. I don't have any wood to knock on. I think what plays a little bit to our advantage this week is the fact that they had a bye week. Then they played the Texans, who are a great team, but a very young, inexperienced team. They had a rookie quarterback. First year coach. They were fine against the Browns, but against a team like the Ravens, they just didn't stand a chance. They stood a chance. Had me in the first half, not gonna lie. But
absolutely.
But I think what plays to our advantage, we played the Dolphins, who are a good team. They were the number one offense this
high scoring. Yep.
Then we played against the Bills, a running quarterback, very similar to Mar, different running styles, right? Like Different offenses, for sure. But
have to respect the running quarterback and the design quarterback runs.
And a quarterback that rushes into the end zone, which we did let up 2 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Lamar will get a rushing touchdown.
He absolutely will. Literally take the anytime touchdown on Lamar Jackson. He's going to get one.
But I think we have those things to our advantages, whereas I think the Ravens, knocking on all the wood, I think they're a little bit due because I don't think they've been as tested as we've been in these recent weeks. That's my
I don't know if I'm going to say I think that they're due, but I do think that our last 6 to 7 games have been a gauntlet. I think that our schedule, and I don't want to necessarily say that our schedule has been tougher, but because our front half of the schedule was not. Our back half of the schedule was egregious. It was aggressive. And I will say that and this Chiefs team has went through so much adversity. Like, in my mind, I made a tweet yesterday and I was like, we've had the most drops. We've had the most fumbles and interceptions. We've had the most of all of these things this season. And for some reason, we are still in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
So I think that because we've had to battle through so many different teams and deal with the running quarterbacks so their receivers, right? Our secondary is shut every receiver in the NFL down, right? So I'm not necessarily sure like who we're going to target specifically, but I feel really good about our secondary. I feel really good about Snead, Trent, Watson, Justin. I feel really good about all of them out in our secondary. So it doesn't really necessarily matter who the receiver is. I've seen what they've done for 19 weeks against other receivers and how they've kept them to these lowest yards possible, which is why the running game is going to be so important. So that's why you might have to add that spy or stack the box or do whatever, because Lamar is probably going to get, and he's going to have over 60 to 70 yards for sure against us. So I definitely agree. Like, this game is going to be all about our defense, and it's going to come down to errors. So whoever has that turnover or that fumble, I don't see Lamar Jackson fumbling the ball, but who knows what's going to happen with possibly Gus Edwards or Justice Hill. Like, you don't know necessarily how they're going to play. It's supposed to be raining this week. That doesn't faze us. We literally played a negative 28 degree wind chill 2 weeks ago, and it was freezing cold in Buffalo last week. So the weather is something that's also not a factor for us either. And I think, like, when it comes down to this game, it's really going to be who's going to take care of what errors. Can our offense play clean again this week like they played last week? Last week was the first week they had played clean football. Can they do that again this week? I don't think they're worried at all about the environment. I don't think the noise is going to get to them. I'm not going to say that out loud, but I'm like, you know what? I'm actually not going to say that out loud about the offense. But, yeah, like, those are just some of, like, my quick thoughts about this game. I think our offense, they're going to have to do exactly like they did last week. You're going to have to score on every single possession, even if it's 3 points. And I think our defense, they might start off slow again like they have recently. That wouldn't be new. But I also fully expect them to make second half adjustments. So, at this point, you kind of know who this Chiefs team is. You know what they're going to do. You know what they're going to bring. I don't know if the Ravens are more high power than the Dolphins, and from an offensive side of the ball, if the Dolphins offense can go out and put up 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 points on a team weekly, and we've seen what we did to them twice this season, I don't know if the Ravens can do that. And I think that Lamar Jackson is really good, but he can't put all the points on the board.
Yeah, that's the thing. Lamar Jackson, like, I'm not saying he's a one-man operation there, because he's not. However, he is a majority of their offense. He is their lead rusher. He is the one who's throwing the ball to people. So the thing is,
he just reminds me a lot of Josh Allen. Like, they're different.
Their running styles are different.
Like Josh Allen is like beanie.
They run.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Both of these teams, whether Ravens fans want to admit it or not, the Chiefs have a fantastic defense. I am not saying it's better than the Ravens. But it is a fantastic, it is a top three defense in the NFL.
That's probably why we're both here.
Yeah, because our defense is, right?
Our defense has allowed 27 points to one team in 19 weeks.
Yeah. Right.
That's it. Nothing over that.
Guess Baltimore, they're averaging, I think, 28 points a game over the course of the NFL. So it's not that they can't score.
Yeah.
But the Dolphins
can score. The Bills can score.
Exactly. Our defense is holding people. It doesn't matter what they average.
Yeah.
And
have you guys heard the Harbaugh theory thing going around?
the thing about some index card that Andy Reid left on his desk? Is that what you're talking about?
No, not that one. It's a different
what? I haven't heard either of these.
I've not heard that one, but the one I've heard is the 34 points thing, where apparently every time they score 34 points, they win a championship or something. So like,
good luck scoring 34.
So like the Harbaugh with Michigan that just won, it was 34 points. He just won with 34 points. When their dad won a championship way back when, he won with 34 points. When John beat his brother in the Super Bowl, he won with 34 points. What did they score last week against the Texans? 34
points.
34 points.
Yeah, but
I mean, hey,
I don't hate the theory. I don't hate it at all.
I don't hate it, but I'm like, I don't see them putting up 34 points on us. Just keep them off of that, and we're good.
The Chiefs' defense has allowed – exactly.
What I
and my thing is this. I don't see this Chiefs' defense letting up for the AFC Championship game.
No.
That ain't happening. It ain't happening. Like, why would it happen now after –
Harbaugh voodoo versus Tay voodoo, okay?
Here's the thing about the Ravens, guys. Their offense is not the best offense in the NFL. They're not. I'm sorry.
Hey,
they're
neither
not.
Is ours.
Neither is ours.
Not. Right, but I'm not talking about ours. Their offense is not the best offense in the NFL. Our defense has shut down the top offenses in the NFL. Yeah.
And receivers.
Down.
And receivers.
Tell me how you can't respect our defense and at least give them their props when they have done that to all the top offenses in the NFL. Granted, we have not played San Francisco this season, but we've
done
how
that went last year. I mean, we could talk about what we did to the Niners last year in San Francisco.
They were
the number one defense in the NFL last year when we played them, and we put 40 on them.
Patrick loves dominating number one defenses.
Yeah,
we know for sure.
The one thing people aren't also giving respect to is how many playoff games have the Ravens played in recent years? How many have they played?
Oh, that's a lie. Five.
How
Lamar's
many
played in five.
Have the Chiefs played in the last how many years?
16.
There is experience on one side that can lead to these big games when you need it the most. When you need that big play, is the moment going to be too big for you? And a lot of times when you have the experience, those moments aren't too big, whereas maybe a team that hasn't experienced all that as often can't hold up.
So for me, I'm really excited about – I'm not worried about this defense at all. I think our defense is going to dominate like they have the last 19 weeks. Our offense for me is, can you continue to be consistent like you've been the last two games?
Yeah.
Well, one and a half. Anyway. In the playoffs, let's stay there. Can you continue to be as consistent as you've been in the playoffs?
I mean, it's hard to judge the Dolphins one because it was so freaking cold, but they didn't look good in that game. So
they did look good in that game. And a lot of the things that happened in that game, like the Travis Kelce drops and a few of those things, I don't know. Yeah, I get yelled at still because I still talk about that drop touchdown from Travis Kelce.
No, I'm laughing at you. I was laughing at the latest comment that caught me.
Oh, I'm not reading that. if you don't watch Chiefs football, just say that. It would be easier for you.
It would.
If you just said it. Because you're just embarrassing yourself in front of our 70 listeners. Anyway, shout out to the listeners. Shout out to the people in the comments. Thank y'all for being here and interacting with us. We love y'all.
We do.
Thanks, y'all.
But no, this Chiefs offense, for me, it's really just going to be a matter of, can they play consistently like they have been? So,
yeah.
People that I'm not worried about. I'm not worried about Patrick Mahomes. I'm not worried about Travis Kelce. No. I'm not worried about Isaiah Pacheco. I'm not worried about Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
No.
Those are four people who I'm not worried about going into this game. And I'm not saying that I'm worried about the Rashies and all the other receivers and the tight ends because, I mean, our whole entire tight end room, they're all champions. So, for me, it's really just a matter of, can you continue to just play a consistent 60 minutes of football? If you got to take the check down, take the check down.
Right.
Andy Reid has made those adjustments. Our running game is more effective this year than it was last year. We are running the ball way more this year than last year. And you see it on the field. You see it in the score. You see how we're taking over the time of possession.
Right.
And so, someone commented probably like 20 minutes ago and they were like, you know, Lamar Jackson's so good, he can score 2 touchdowns in 2 minutes. Well, Patrick Mahomes can score a touchdown in 13 seconds, right? So right. That's something that doesn't bother me either. I know that this offense can put together a good 2-minute drive, can put together a good 1-minute drive, can put together a 7 or 8 minute drive. You know what I mean? Yep. And do what they need to control the clock and to control the game. The Chiefs only had time of possession last week for, I think, 26 minutes and won the game still.
Yeah, no, when you look at the stats of last week,
they're so lopsided.
Points were very, very interesting.
Very lopsided.
I low-key wonder if this could be kind of a Clyde Edwards-Alaire revenge game, because I don't know if you guys remember the last time we played them. He kind of cost us the game with a fumble at the end, and yeah. I know that still haunts him. That's when people really started turning on him, and then it was only downhill from there.
But he's but redemption, Lexi.
And that's what I'm saying. This is going to be his revenge game. This is going to be his redemption story, I think. And he's shown us that he deserves those touches. He deserves those carries. He's been doing really well. So I would love to see him kind of get a little bit of revenge, especially like on the last play of the game. I don't know, just something sweet like that would be awesome.
Yeah. Now, I will say the Ravens defense did do a good job with stopping Devin Singletary last week. He only had 22 rushing yards. Now, I'm not comparing
Pacheco or CEH.
I was just about to say, I'm not comparing him to one of the best running backs in the NFL. Isaiah Pacheco was a monster. We know that. But all I'm saying is I'm not going to discredit their run defense, because there probably will be times where we won't, you know, there probably will be times where we only get 1 or 2 yards when we're running the ball. Totally fine. But yeah. I fully expect this offense to get it together. I think Pat's going to use his legs a lot this game. And I hate when Patrick runs. But I think he will, especially when he sees that the receivers aren't getting open or whatever's happening. I think he's going to scramble just like he kind of showed us last week. And I'm not mad at that. I just don't want him to think about it too late and put himself in a situation to where it could be detrimental to the game.
Yeah. Here's the thing about this game. We all know it's going to be a phenomenal game.
It's going to be so good.
So fun to watch. We haven't played against Baltimore since 2021, right? So 2021. I don't know why I said 2021. Okay. But we haven't got to play against them since 2021. And they are a fun football team to watch. I love watching Lamar Jackson play. I love it.
I love Zach Flowers. He's supposed to be a chief.
I have a lot of respect for the Ravens team in general. But I also have all the faith in the world that our Chiefs, who have had a really weird year and still somehow managed to make it to their 6th straight AFC championship game, which I think people are maybe taking a little bit too lightly when it comes to this in this matchup. It's going to be a phenomenal matchup. 2 of the best quarterbacks in the game, right now, 2 of the best defenses in the game right now. It's gonna be a fun game. Hopefully,
it's gonna be so freaking good.
Yeah, hopefully.
If they thought the ratings were high last week,
yeah,
and for the early game, yeah, this game is liable to like break the internet for real.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna be madness.
It's gonna be so good.
Most everyone wants us to lose, of course, because why wouldn't they?
Hey, you know,
everybody always wants us to lose.
They're actually rooting for the Chiefs because.
Bengals fans, I'll tell you why.
Because when Joe Burrow got hurt, a bunch of Chiefs fans, we banded together and we donated towards his charity. And the Ravens fans said some things that they didn't necessarily like. So a lot of Cincy fans are saying, because of that, we're going to root for the Chiefs this weekend. And I'm like, they're a division rival. You should.
It's what we do. Never cheering for anybody in our division.
They don't want to see, that too. But they also don't want to see Lamar Jackson win a Super Bowl before Joe Burrow. So they're like, why not Mahomes? He's already won 2. Just get him another. I get it.
Pat deserves 3. Pat Travis to start 3 rings. Can you imagine?
The fact that I think this season, the adversity we've gone through this season.
Same thing.
Not insane, yes. But I think it's built them up to be that much stronger in the postseason. And I think that's how we got to the AFC Championship game once again. And I think that is due to experience as well. But I mean, the fact that we're here again,
if this team figures out a way to win on Sunday, I don't think I can ever have a doubt about this team ever again.
Ever. I mean, even in our worst year, they're in
which,
the championship.
Like, If this team figures out a way to win on Sunday,
hey guys,
I have nothing else to ever say about the Chiefs negative. Like, I will never say anything else negative.
Sometimes the best team doesn't win the game. Sometimes it's the team that can find a way to win.
So didn't they compare this to Tom Brady's 2018 year with the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Where they were terrible, not good at all, but when it was time to get to the division game, championship game, Super Bowl, Tom Brady figured out a way to win. This really feels like one of those seasons because the Patriots struggled so bad that year. And this year, six losses is not what anybody had on their radar for this Chiefs team this year at all.
Especially the losses and who they came to. We're just like, what?
Like the Packers. Like, I couldn't get past that. I was really angry about that. Let's get into X factors. Who are your X factors on offense and defense of this game?
X factors on offense for me, definitely Pacheco. I think he is going to be a game wrecker. He could make or break this game. And he runs very physical, and I know Baltimore has a physical defense. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they've come up against a running back who runs like Pacheco, because there's not another one in the NFL who runs like Pacheco. So that'll be an interesting matchup, the physicality there.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Young Derrick Henry, not 2023 Derrick Henry.
Yeah, like whatever year we're in. Tackle this guy all game long. Like that sounds terrible. And then on defense, I really feel like our linebacker core and Karlaftis. I'm going to go with Karlaftis here because he has been having a big season. And he seems like he's coming on even like now he's even, his games are getting better and better. So I think our linebacker core, I'm just grouping them all in together. And, and I think George Karlaftis, like that's going to be, cause he's speedy. He got that over the offseason, and I really feel like he may be one of the big factors in trying to contain Lamar Jackson when he tries to escape the pocket. So,
I agree.
I think for me on offense, it's got to be, I'm going to call him out by name, Donovan Smith and Juwan Taylor.
Yeah.
Our tackles have got to be on their best game. They cannot have any penalties. They cannot be allowing pressures. They have to be on their A games. This is a team that has a fantastic D line, fantastic linebackers that will get after you.
Yeah.
Our whole O line, honestly, but those two specifically are the ones you worry about more. And they did phenomenal last week.
I was going to say something earlier about them and then I stopped. I was like, you know what? Nope. I'm not even going to say it.
Here's the about that. A lot of people were talking about Juwan Taylor and his lack of penalties last week. And they think because he is having to, I'll knock on wood, but the fact that it's so loud that he's having to focus more on watching the ball to see when it gets snapped, that might actually be helpful for him.
Beneficial.
So I'm glad you brought that up because that's what people were saying is that been beneficial because of the loud environment and how we have to do
you can't hear Pat, can't hear him yelling,
but you have to focus more on watching the ball so you're not jumping early because
correct,
he times so well that a lot of times it almost looks like he's off,
correct,
even though he is sometimes, obviously we've seen that, right,
clearly most penalties
but I think almost being away might be more beneficial for Juwan Taylor and
you know Smith, if we don't have to go back to Arrowhead this year, then hey,
that's fine,
I'll take it.
So, we'll take it.
Defense. Oh man, there's a lot of guys. He's doing really well. let's go, Nick Bolton.
Yeah,
he's going to be that leader. He's going to be the one making all the right calls. Nick Bolton just has to have an A+ game. Easy.
Facts. for me, my offensive player of the game, God bless, X factor is, I'm going to say Rashi Rice.
Yeah.
Because Travis is going to be double and triple teamed.
100%.
Especially knowing he can break records, they're not going to
happen. Right. Travis is going to be double and triple teamed probably this whole game.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to have to step up, and he's pretty much filled in that role the last several weeks. He is a ball of fire right now. He wants to be here. He's ready. He can do this. Like,
woo!
If anybody has had this rookie season that this kid is having, has been immaculate. So I definitely think that he is able to step up in this type of environment and be able to deliver the way that we're going to need him to, because Travis is not going to be free. I'm hoping Travis doesn't get any OPIs, because he's probably going to be pushing off. He's probably going to be hitting dudes back. I fully expect Travis Kelce to be young Travis Kelce this game. And I'm hoping he doesn't get any penalties for chirping or fighting or anything like that, because I definitely think we're going to get feisty ass Travis Kelce this week.
Did y'all hear him in that post game? He is like,
yeah.
Wow.
Him and Pat. I was like,
oh my gosh.
They asked for this. I was like,
God bless him. God bless him.
It literally brought tears to my eyes.
We've been missing.
So, like,
young, immature Travis Kelce, who is so much.
My favorite Travis.
Woo!
My favorite Travis.
Yes.
He throws his towel at the referee as a flag.
Yeah. I fully welcome him this week. So for the defense, I'm going to say, because I know I don't want to say our defensive line, because you both kind of went there already. I think they're going to do a good – I think the Ravens are going to run the ball, and we're going to have to figure out a way to stop the run, of course.
Yeah.
But I also think they have a ton of receivers who are really darn good. I mean, they still have OBJ, who might be old, and people say he's washed, but he has had a better second half of the year than he had the first half. Zay Flowers is a monster to be a rookie. Him versus Rashi is going to be a great watch this weekend, too.
Rookie wide receivers who have had great years.
They are having a great freak. Them two, Jordan Addison, Puka Nacua, like, these dudes have been so good this rookie year. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just stick to the secondary. I think Snead, Trent, Justin, they got to tighten up. Like, they got to tighten up. If they need to come down and help stack the box, they need to come and do that. They're going to have to be all over this week, and it's very detrimental, and I expect them to have their shit together. So
I would love to see some blitzes with them.
Absolutely. Like, this is one of those games where we need a turnover. Doesn't have to be a pick six.
I don't know
if we need to get the ball back.
I don't know if we shared the stat, but I think you said in our text that Josh Allen was held to, what was it, two throws that were over 5 yards?
Correct.
So
correct. That.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Now I
kept throwing the ball behind the line
more than that, but you know.
Yeah. Shout out to 610. I heard that earlier and was like, what?
Yeah, that's pretty wild. So if we can do that, but then they dink and dunk on us and waste the clock. And the Ravens are very capable of that. So,
yeah, I mean, I think every team has been able to do that against us this year. And we've still figured out ways to be in the AFC Championship game. Let's talk quickly about the NFC Championship game. So I'm sure that y'all have been paying attention to the media and 610 and all of the radio and everything. Have y'all heard anything about this game? No. I've heard nothing about this game. No one's
talking about it.
Everybody only cares about the AFC matchup, which proves that the AFC is the most dominant, as we should be.
It proves it shouldn't be the 2 o'clock game. It should be the later game on Sunday.
But see, I think that's why they want. Well, they rotate every year.
You switch it every year.
They rotate every year.
Be the later game.
This game is going to have so many ratings because it's at 2 p.m. Everybody's either going to be just coming home from church or just finishing with lunch or brunch or whatever. And they're going to all go home and be ready to watch this game. And it is going to be insane. But we have a really good matchup coming up in the NFC too. Oh, thank you so much. We have a really good matchup coming up in the NFC too. Are you laughing at me?
You already said please.
The way you were just like, thanks so much. And you just kept going. It just made me laugh.
Oh, well, because I didn't want to be rude. The Lions and the Niners. First of all, who do y'all have winning this game? I have the Lions winning this game.
I don't know who I have winning. I would like the Lions to win.
I think everyone wants, it's like everyone wants to see the Ravens win. Everyone wants to see the Lions win, right?
I love the story that is happening.
I do too.
It reminds me of our season when we won our first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With Patrick Mahomes, let me be correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think it's going to be a good matchup, actually. I think the Lions have some questionable things on defense, for sure.
I mean, Debo, Sam, is Debo fully back?
Debo may not play.
He might not play.
I mean, but there's no way he can't play, though, right? That's like Mark Andrews not playing. Is he really not going to play?
No, I don't know.
There's a
I
good
bet he's activated.
And who – I don't want to say Brock Purdy is nobody without Debo, but that is taking away a huge weapon for them.
And especially when they're not going to run the ball.
I mean, they'll give it to McCaffrey, but, like, can McCaffrey be your whole offense, though? I know they've got kids too, but it's like, I don't know, guys. Like, Debo opens up that offense because he can attack you in so many different ways. I don't know. So
Ayuk is really good, but then he gets locked up once Debo's out.
Ayuk should be a chief.
The 49ers have a lot of
chief
on offense. I want the Lions to win. I love their story. This is the emotional aspect of it, right? Like Jody said, it reminds me of our season where we were in this drought for so long and we had just known, you know, bad years after bad years after bad years after playoff curses, after all of that stuff, thinking that there was some thing that they built Arrowhead on top of, like, somebody. It was just like all this cursed stuff, right? And I think Dan Campbell is just
he's a hoot.
That controversial call earlier in the season where he went for it on fourth down.
Gutsy. Yeah. I like Dan Campbell.
I just think he's gutsy, and I think his players really respect him. And I don't know. I just really have enjoyed watching the Lions.
Yeah, I have too, besides losing to them in week one. Yeah. I mean, I want the Chiefs-Lions Super Bowl.
Me too.
Like, we deserve redemption from losing week one at this point. Yeah. But no, the thing is the Niners have way more, the Niners have the most weapons on their team in the NFL, period.
They do.
They have so many dudes on that squad who are so freaking good. You got McCaffrey, you got Kittle, you got Ayuk, you got Debo. Like, why? Freaking Fred Warner, who is gorgeous. God bless.
Love Fred.
It's like, y'all have, they got a Bosa. No, they don't.
Yes,
they do. They got a Bosa. I'm like, how many of them is it? That's right. So it's like they have so many dudes on their team who are so freaking good. They should win this game. They should win this game, even with their quarterback.
They almost lost to the Packers, though. Lost that game again.
It's because they lost Debo, and then they stopped running the ball. Yeah. Why did they stop giving the ball to Christian McCaffrey?
McCaffrey, you do not stop running
McCaffrey the ball. McCaffrey is the best player on your team. Like, do not stop.
Exactly.
I do think whoever wins, I would love to see the Lions win. I think it'll be a close game. Like, it should be. I think it'll be a close game. I think both offenses are really good. I think both defenses have flaws. I think whoever wins that game versus the AFC, I think Ravens or Chiefs, whoever it is, God hope it's the Chiefs. I think we kill whoever comes out of that.
Oh, season. Yeah. The AFC team is going to win in the Super Bowl.
Like, I do not see Jared Goff or Brock Purdy beating either of these teams on this.
Yeah.
Stuff. Sorry.
No, absolutely not.
So that's kind of my theory right there, but.
I agree. Well, I hope the Lions win just because I love the story that's happening there. I like Dan Campbell. I like I'm a Rossay Brown. Like, another great dude. Like, another great dude. I hope he has his hair.
Gibbs, David Montgomery. Oh, they just signed Ertz as well.
Oh, he finally got signed?
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Out there.
I love that he waited till the championship games were decided to sign with a team. Like, smart.
Yeah.
Smart. I don't hate that at all. I like that.
Good
I think
for him. Whatever.
Good for him.
LaPorte's really good. Yeah. So we'll see. It should be a great game.
So score predictions. Let's go ahead and do both games. Let's go Lions, Niners first.
Start with NFC.
Yeah, let's go Lions, Niners first. Score prediction, winner.
Chrissy's face.
I don't want this.
Yes.
NFC. Okay, this is a stupid score prediction. I'm fully aware. So please don't judge me. I'm going 35-31 Lions.
I think it's going to be high scoring too.
Game and it's going to be close. So, for the Chiefs Ravens game, 27-23 Chiefs,
1 point difference from last week.
Yeah, something like, or you know, 24-21, something in there. It's not going to be super high scoring because both defenses are fantastic. So,
yeah,
35-10 is crazy. I respect the homerism.
I have been seeing some outrageous texts from Ravens fans today, and I'm just telling you now, I am bookmarking everything like I did for the Bills game, and I unleashed Saturday night like a loaded clip of all of my boomerang, all of my bookmarks. And it was amazing. So please, yes. I feel like I need to go back and screenshot this from my phone.
For me, I think I'm going to take Lions. I think it's going to be like same. I think it's going to be high scoring. I'm going to go 38-30 Lions.
Wow.
And then Chiefs, Ravens. Obviously, we're going to go Chiefs. I'm going to go 30-27.
Oh, wow.
That's
high scoring. Okay.
It's going to rain. I don't know how much rain is supposed to be in Baltimore this weekend, but I know it's supposed to be raining during the game.
I don't think it's supposed to be much.
I mean, low scoring because it usually does the opposite of what I say. So I don't know.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
Lions, Niners, Lions to win, I think it's going to be high scoring too. I think it's going to be like 34-31, something in that range.
Yeah.
I cannot do a score prediction for the Chiefs. Ever since I stopped doing score predictions, we've been winning. I've only been giving a range. So I think
it was me.
We win by 4 or 5.
All right.
That's what I've been doing.
I really liked the 27 last week because that's my lucky number. So I loved that.
There you go. I can't say an actual number. I can only give a range.
Yeah.
Shout out to the sponsor, Lexi.
Kin Seltzer, baby. We are like 1 or 2 weeks away from their new flavor finally being released. But for now, we're sticking with the pineapple and peach, which is delicious.
Still delicious. I'm like, still very delicious.
Yeah, it is locally brewed, the first Black-owned hard seltzer company in all of America, or in the world, actually, probably. Either way, it's brewed in Kansas City, so that's pretty dang cool. We are thankful they are a sponsor of our podcast. It is delicious. We will be doing, so we are pretty close to 900 subscribers on our YouTube channel. So if you have
a shout out to you,
please click subscribe right now or share with your friends.
We're up to 360. I mean, we're up to 862.
See? Share with your friends. Share with your family. Let everyone know.
Maybe if we hit a certain big number by this weekend, we'll do a giveaway for it.
Yeah, we're
absolutely.
Well, we're almost to 900, so maybe we should increase it to 1,000.
Sure.
Okay, Camden,
if we hit 1,000 followers, if we hit 1,000 subscribers, we're gonna do more than a giveaway. Like, we're gonna do more than Ken.
Well,
we're
gonna have to do something stuff to it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, I still have some stuff we haven't given away, so we'll add.
Yeah,
some stuff.
I will go buy things.
Like, I have some stuff we haven't given yet, so
yeah,
we'll figure it out. But regardless, yeah. So thanks to Ken.
Thanks, Kin Seltzer. We love you. You're refreshing and delicious. Made of all fruit.
Yes.
100 calories a can.
All natural.
I'm like, 100 calories a can. No artificial sugars. Love that so much for us. Oh, I pressed a button that I wasn't supposed to.
Uh-oh. Well, you guys, it is our sixth straight AFC championship game.
Christy, tell everybody thank you for watching us last week on Fox 4.
Oh, I will also do that. I'll do that first. For all of you who watched us last week on Fox 4, thank you so much. We had so much fun. I can't believe we've been able to go live on TV
this
past month and a half. So that's super cool. Thank you, Fox 4. Shout out to you guys for asking us on and bringing us back. We love it. It's so much fun. We can't wait to come back. this week, guys, again, the Chiefs are going to their sixth straight AFC championship game. And the only team who have done that is the Patriots, and they had gone to 8 straight. So we've got a couple more years to go, but for those of us who've been Chiefs fans our whole lives, which I know includes the three of us, living in this time, especially when we had such an up and down season like we had, like, this is just crazy. So enjoy it. The Ravens are going to be a very fierce competitor. It is going to be a heck of a showdown this weekend, and I cannot wait to watch. I'm sure everyone's hearts are going to be all over the place. So let's be super positive this week and send good vibes out to our Chiefs guys and hope that our guys who are banged up can get healthy. And let's just go Chiefs. 6th straight AFC championship game. Let's go.
Crazy.
Just crazy. So go Chiefs. And until next time, your queens have spoken.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.